It's funny, when my kid was teaching himself how to play guitar or ukulele, you know, and one of the first things you start picking out, you know. Yeah.
I just taught that to a student. I'm starting to give lessons, too. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Okay. You're a Piedmont finger-picking, infused blues, folk, roots, and regs.
That's correct.
Guitarist, artist, singer, songwriter. It's on your website.
Yeah.
I always associated Piedmont with blues. Is that an accurate
statement?
That's
absolutely correct. Piedmont is a blues style. It's based on the southeast coast, the Carolinas, and that area. It's an interesting style. It's a funny story. I didn't even know I was playing Piedmont until I did a show at Dixon Mounds Museum, Chris Filillo's venue down there. They have a Hickory Ridge Coffee House. And I did a concert down there, and in the middle of the concert, we took a break, and he said, "Man, you got that Piedmont style down pat," and I didn't even know it. And so I started doing some research, and sure enough, the stuff I'm playing is Piedmont blues. It's the standard blues is like, that's your Chicago lump blues, but sure. Piedmont is more, it's got an alternating thumb, and it's more melodic, so it's like a... So you got an alternating thumb going, and your treble fingers are doing the melody. It's a nice full sound, and it's just fun to play.
So is it kind of a ragtime or rag morphing into that a little bit?
A little bit. There are some Piedmont players that do ragtime. Blind Blake was Piedmont. Blind Willie Johnson. Big Bill Brunsey was accused of playing Piedmont, even though he was from Chicago.
Okay.
Mississippi John Hurts.
Was he a Piedmont?
Not really.
Right? I mean,
his stuff is more country blues.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But country blues and Piedmont are you could play both, and they can pass for each other, sort of.
So you didn't even know you were playing Piedmont when you were playing Piedmont. So I was going to ask you, how did you get introduced to this music? How did it just hit you? And it sounds like kind of on the blind side.
Yes, I can thank Chris Filillo for that at Hickory Ridge.
So when he told you that, then what happened? What clicked in your mind?
Well, I went back and started doing some research, and sure enough, I found several of the songs I were doing were Piedmont artists. And then I started looking around. There's a couple of Piedmont artists that we can thank Pink Floyd's band name for. Pink Anderson and Floyd Council are both Piedmont blues artists, and they were listening to that stuff in the early days when they formed the band, and that's how they got their name, Pink Floyd.
So you were hearing other songs, possibly, and that's kind of what you disincorporated, or did you kind of reinvent it yourself?
Well, it's kind of... My style just kind of blended into that before I even knew what Piedmont was, and then I started looking it up and researching the artists and playing some of their stuff. Blind Blake, I play his song, Police Dog Blues, is pretty pat Piedmont. It's an open D blues.
Is that something you could give us a quick sample of?
I could. I learned this song before I even knew it was Piedmont. It's off one of my all-time favorite albums, Hot Tuna. This is Jorma Kaukonen, who was the lead player for Jefferson Airplane.
And you've met him and worked with him.
I have. I've been to his workshop.
Well, let's talk about that after the song.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so I knew of this song years and years before I knew it was Piedmont. Hmm. And then when I heard it was Piedmont, I said, well, let's learn it. And so I basically worked up Jorma's version, and I got my own flavor to it. But it sort of goes like this. All my life, I've been a traveling man. All my life, I've been a traveling man. Staying alone, doing the best I can.